I'd like you to meet now a gentleman who I've had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing two or three times before, the 2,000-year-old man.
Hello there. Hi. How are you? Hello. Yes, good to see you.
You know, many people still do not believe that you are 2,000 years old, but it has been authenticated.
Yes, it has, certainly. I have a birth certificate in the land of Og. I don't carry my birth certificate around.
Why?
Because it's a boulder. It's inscribed on a boulder.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, that
can't carry that.
It's cumbersome.
No. Credit cards, that's enough.
Yes, sir. Yes. Are there any more secrets you're ready to divulge about why and how to live 2,000 years?
Well, one of the big things that's kept me rolling along singing a song is garlic.
Garlic has
Yes.
kept you alive? How can garlic keep you alive?
Well, garlic keeps you alive because, well, you know how you die, don't you? The scientific reason how you die is that the angel of death, see, rings your apartment bell and you let him in and bang, you know.
Comes
in and says, okay, Murray, this is it. And you're off in the night.
How does garlic help?
Usually comes at night, right?
Yes.
So before I'll retire, I'll eat myself a nice pound and a half of garlic. Then I lay down in bed, and I pull up my crazy quilt. And I'll starting to retire and snore.
And how does the garlic help?
Well, the angel of death, you know, comes in. He comes over to me, taps me on the shoulder. I say, who is it? See? And usually he goes, whoo! He takes right off. He's out the door.
Well, that's an interesting theory.
Sure. You know about the kiss of death, right?
Yes.
Sure, he's not going to kiss me. I'm full of garlic.
I see. Sir, what did you do 2,000 years ago to entertain each other?
A buck and wing.
Well, no, were there any?
Oh,
what
do you mean?
Were there comedians?
Oh, sure. We've
not too
many, no.
2,000 years ago?
Primitive days. Let me see. I remember one comedian gave us some laugh. Boy, we were hysterical.
Who
gave
was
us some good laugh. Murray the Nut.
Yes. Did he
do? Oh, did he give us a laugh. A tiger came in the cave one afternoon, sauntered in, uninvited, naturally. Nobody asked for a tiger to walk in on you, right? Tiger came in and Murray, you know, the joker, the tumbler, you know, the nut, he jumps up and he grabs the tiger by the tail and goes, and he went, yaha, yaha, yaha. And the tiger turned around and ate him up in a minute. And did we get hysterical? We were laughing, so we laughed from that joke. That was the best joke we ever had.
Well, sir, that's not very funny. That's
what did we have? RKOs then? That's all we had.
Yeah, but I mean, I would consider that.
That was the best we had. Murray took a tiger.
That was entertainment.
Yes.
But I would consider that in the realm of tragedy rather than comedy. How do you differentiate between tragedy?
It's your point of view. To me, tragedy, if it is. If I'll cut my finger, that's tragedy. It bleeds and I'll cry and I'll run around and I'll go into Mount Sinai for a day and a half. I'm very nervous about it. And to me, comedy is if you walk into an open sewer and die. What do I care? That's comedy.
I see.
My finger is important.
I see. You have seen many stage presentations in the 2,000 years since the Greeks. Sir, what is the best and most interesting stage play you ever saw?
Oh, it's the Sense Talking. Antony and Cleopatra. You can't beat it.
That's the one that Shakespeare wrote.
What wrote? No wrote. Life, real life. I walked up in Egypt there and there was Cleopatra and Antony. We all took a look at them. That was the play.
That was the original cast.
Yes, the original cast, right. We saw that.
But that wasn't a play. You weren't allowed to.
We were allowed. They knew they were a hit. They let people see them kiss.
They sold tickets to that?
Well, they didn't sell tickets. You put a few drachmas in the pot when you went in.
And really? And did you know Cleopatra?
Lovely woman.
How old? Was she really 21 when she died?
Get out of here, 21. What are you, not?
How 21. Old
is she? 86, a nice age.
So why does history have it that she was 21?
History, they cook it up. She didn't die from an asp either.
What did she die?
No, sir. You know, with the snake, with that nonsense.
What was it?
A stroke. Not a stroke. They rushed her to the hospital pyramid, you know. And they pushed her around a little bit, and she said, and died. Yes. Yeah.
You have been around a lot, sir. Medicine must intrigue you.
Yes, I happen to be a physician myself.
You were a doctor?
Oh, sorry, I was a doctor for over 100 years.
Well,
I liked that for a while.
Why did you
quit? I didn't know it would be popular again on TV. I would stuck with it, but, you know. Who knew?
What did you have to know to be a doctor in those days?
The main thing you had to know was to say, I think he's dead. You take a finger, put it in their nose, and if they didn't say, hey, you take your finger out of my nose, they're dead, right? That's how you found out.
must have known many great men in your time. Many great men.
I knew the great and the near great.
Sir, did you know Rembrandt van Rijn?
We called him Rembrandt.
You knew him?
Yes. You know, Rembrandt was one of the first to use the roller.
What? How can you possibly? The roller, you mean the roller?
The little roller, yes.
No.
Only for the background. Rembrandt didn't eat much, you know, he used to, money always went for paint, and the money always went for paint, occasional girl, and then paint, and then paint, and paint, and then a girl, then paint, and a girl, then paint, and then for a long time, just girls.
How about Michelangelo? Did you ever
How about him?
Is that all you care to say about
him? Yeah, nice fella, used to come in the store once in a while.
Michelangelo was one of your customers.
Oh, a big customer.
Did he ever pay you off in
No, I used to cuff him a lot.
What? You know, oh, really?
Put him on a cuff, yeah.
Did you think of taking
Those painters never had money.
Well, didn't you think of taking a piece of his art? It would be worth
I thought it stunk. Who knew?
Why
I would have gladly taken it.
Why did you think that?
Of course, there's all people flying around, you know. It wasn't like a nice picture of somebody on a pony. It wasn't nice.
They were naked, too.
Yes, and they're naked. You can't hang a naked in your living room.
They do now.
Now, well, now they're modern and dirty. And then we were clean and cute.
Sir, have you ever been asked to spy?
I spied for Washington.
For our country?
Yes, for the father of our country, President George Washington. I not only was a spy for George, I was a counter spy.
What do you, I don't understand that.
Well, we had a little restaurant in Valley Forge. I worked the counter and listened. See? The counter spy, you know?
I see.
Every once in a while.
Who did you listen to?
A Hessian would come in under this, you know, and I'd listen. You could hear that. I knew it was a Hessian, right?
I see
that. I would tell George, a Hessian, come out. They'd give him a smack in the head, and that's it, you know.
You were very close to the whole revolution, weren't you?
Yes.
Did you know Benedict Arnold?
I knew him, and I despised him.
Because he was a traitor?
No, because he told me. He told me he was going to meet me that night, and I had a date.
Did you know he was a traitor?
The same night he was supposed to bring a girl for me, he goes and betrays his country.
That's terrible. Sir, you have... Do you know the origin of some of our sports? Are you interested in sports at all?
Well, tennis is a heck of a game.
When did tennis first start? In England, didn't it?
No, way before England. Tennis started in Egypt.
How did it... Did somebody invent it?
No.
Or was it accidental?
In Egypt then, there used to be skunks. Skunk would walk around near your pyramid. You take a stick, bang it, hit him away, right?
Yes.
Happen to hit him next to somebody else's pyramid. He don't want a skunk. Bang, he hits him back to you. Well, you give the skunk, bang, another shot. Bang, bang, bang. That was tennis.
I see. People used to sit and watch that.
Right. Then you jump over the skunk and shake hands, you know, the one finally where it finally ends up.
How did they get the term racket? Why did they call it a tennis racket?
Oh, that came because of Egypt. They used catgut. Cats. There were many cats in Egypt. See, that's where they get the term racket.
How?
Well, when you start taking the guts out of a cat, that's some racket they make. You want to hear a racket?
Yes.
They scream pretty good.
See.
You don't. They don't give you their guts so easily, you know. That's where the term racket
comes. Yeah, I see.
Don't.
Sir, you have vacationed, I guess, all over the world.
Yes, I love vacations. I love to take a nice holiday.
Favorite resort of all?
Europe. I keep a locker in Europe.
What advice would you give to the youth of the world to make this a peaceful, happy world?
Well, I would say to the children of the world, listen to your mother and your father. Listen to your grandmother and your grandfather. Listen to an aunt, to an uncle. Listen to a smart niece. Listen to a good-looking cousin. And mainly, listen to your heart. And listen to your watch. Listen to your fountain pen. Listen to your inkwell. But never, never, ever listen to a fellow come over to you with pointy teeth. You know why? Because that's Dracula. And I don't want you to listen to him. He's no good. Goodbye and good luck.